From midnight tonight, metropolitan Melbourne will be the only part of the country still facing these tough coronavirus restrictions, with regional Victoria set to open up. Businesses in regional areas are preparing to reopen, with residents permitted to dine at restaurants and socialise outdoors. Major roads around Melbourne will be strictly policed to prevent city dwellers trying to escape.
A Melbourne cafe owner who says her business has been left struggling because of the tough lockdown measures has launched a legal bid to overturn the curfew. Michelle Leo has launched action in the Supreme Court, calling for the curfew to be declared unlawful, claiming it breaches her human rights. Mr. Leo says is a member of the Liberal Party and is seeking pre-selection in the state seat of Nepean.
The World Health Organization says schools should only close as a last resort, as research shows half of students around the world have still not returned to the classroom. UNICEF says 872 million children in 51 countries are still unable to go to school, and one in four countries are yet to say when they'll reopen. The WHO says adults must be willing to trade off restrictions to allow kids to return to school.
And Donald Trump is predicting a new dawn for the Middle East with the signing of diplomatic agreements between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Bahrain. The president presided over a ceremony at the White House overnight where leaders signed agreements to normalise relations. Palestinians have protested against the deal.